The Guardian.
It was a story that resonated right around the world. 18 teenage girls aged 15 and 16 at a school in a small fishing town in Massachusetts had become pregnant. That's four times as many as in a normal year. The head teacher said there'd been a pact between several of the girls to get pregnant and bring up the babies together. Then, over the last couple of days, the story has been denied. There was no pact. It was all a coincidence, the town authorities said. I'm Ed Pilkington, and I've come to Gloucester to try and get to the bottom of this. Was there a pact? And if not, how do you explain the extraordinary numbers of pregnant teenagers in the town? I managed to track down one of the 18 girls, Brianne Mackey, and her boyfriend Michael Mitchell. They're both 17 now, but were 16 when she became pregnant. She gave birth earlier this month. I asked her what had gone on.
As far as I know, there was no pact, and I just found out I was pregnant and dealt with it on my own. I didn't make a plan to do it with anybody or anything like that, so I don't know.
Now, some of the papers have reported that when girls became pregnant, they gave high fives and were really, really happy about it. What was your reaction when you found out that you were pregnant?
I had a lot of different things run through my head. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and I wasn't excited. I wasn't jumping up and down. I was nervous and wasn't sure what I was going to do, but after talking to my family and my boyfriend and stuff, I decided to keep the baby.
And here she is. She's a very beautiful child. You've got quite a tough time ahead in terms of raising enough money to care for her and to go back to school. How are you going to make it all hang together and work for you?
Try the best I can, finish school and just, I don't know, work, go to school and take care of her the best I can.
The school will help you with it. There's a clinic at school, right, where you'll be able to take Carly, is that right?
Yeah, there's a daycare downstairs, which is run by Pathways, so they should go to.
And you're still hoping to train as a nurse, and that's your ambition for the future, right?
For now, yeah.
And I'm here also with Michael Mitchell, who's the father. Michael, how are you feeling about it now?
It's good, I guess.
Oh, no.
How are you, what are you, you're working as a lobster fisherman to raise money to look after Carly, right?
Yeah.
How many hours a week are you working?
Not that many.
Claudette Lazar, you are Michael's grandmother.
Yes.
And 18 days ago, you became a great grandmother. And amid all the extraordinary kerfuffle over the pact or not, are you a proud great grandmother?
Yes, I am, and I don't think it was a pact. It's just a mistake, and they have to live with it.
Right. Now, you know how hard that is because you had your first child when you were 19, and your daughter had her first child when she was 16. So, between you and your daughter, you've grown up, you've spent many years bringing up kids as a young person.
I made my daughter stronger and responsible, and she has two other children, and she's a great mom, and she's a great mom to all her children.
So, you, in your view, it's not the end of the world having a kid as a teenager?
No, as long as they do the right thing and bring them up the right way.
Which is?
And give them what they need.
Right. What advice would you give to a teenager considering having a child?
Live up to their expectations. If they can make love and bring children in the world, then make sure you're there to take care of them.
So that's the view of one of the families involved. Until the stories of all 18 girls are known, and maybe we never will reach that point, the truth about the pact and whether or not it ever existed will remain a mystery. What we do know is that 18 teenagers like Brianne are about to become young mothers and have a very long, hard road ahead of them.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.